आप भी आ गए,
मैं भी आया।
Be careful, eh? Don't step on the shoe.
How you knew and how you can? You are all devotees.
Kanaya, Krishna Kanaya. Even Achyuta Prabhu, you know. This is road, Maharaj. This is not park. What about there? We used to walk there. Animals, you remember?
Yeah. And they have horns, ostrich. এগুলো একটু পা লাগে জন্য ভক্ত নিয়ে যাবে
জুতা
Sometimes disciples can think that the guru cannot understand what's going on. Is this due to yoga maya or guru testing disciples?
Certainly by yoga maya. Then what will be the job of Mahamaya?
No job, sleeping.
Sleeping yoga maya. Only here in this world, Mahamaya. Only for the...
Hey, come on, why are you doing this?
Well, yeah, but then take shoes off, go feet.
He's making everyone dirty.
He's like... there's no problem.
If you are asking
questions,
you can put your shoes on my head.
So you are not Maya, Mahamaya only. No need of Yogamaya. Only Yogamaya affects on transcendental things, eternal things. Krishna's pastime is his associates, Dham, and all others. Same Yogamaya came in the hands of Kansa, and then he became Mahamaya, and went in the hands of Vasudeva Maharaj, Yogamaya.
So if the disciple thinks Guru doesn't understand, then he's coming
I don't
Mahamaya.
Think that all the disciples think. It may be you.
Yeah.
No.
So Gurudev,
any of them, they don't think like this.
Then disciple is influenced by Mahamaya.
More than 100%. Can I ask question?
Gurudev,
question is
there? I have a question. In Vrindavan, the love for Krishna is a lot, and in Dwarka, they treat him like a king. Is the love different a lot or just a little bit?
In Vrindavan, the love for Krishna is a lot. It's very much. And in Dwarka, Krishna is like a king. But is the love also there so much, or is it different than Vrindavan?
Different type or different quantity?
Not so much in Vrindavan.
A little less. A lot less.
Anyone cannot reach to king, emperor. Krishna there, from far away, they will do pranam, and they will do stuti, prayers, but here, in Vrindavan, mixing with Krishna, embracing and playing, joking.
Jumping on his lap. Like you jump on my lap.
Ayer comentaban que las jivas, please,
just said that the jivas were saying.
Ayer comentaban que las jivas liberadas son todas iguales. Primero, gracias por venir a este planeta. Y segundo, ¿usted escoge la misión o se la da directamente Krishna?
Okay. Maharaj, you speak Spanish.
What tell him?
Gurudev, he's asking, thank you for for this planet.
Huh?
Thank you for coming to this planet.
Why to me? Why not to Krishna? Krishna send me.
No translation.
Thank you.
That was the question.
Then? Okay.
Ramchandra Prabhu.
How many sets of cloth should a brahmachari
have? Ask about brahmachari.
It depends how much their suitcase allows.
As much as less as possible. Only two set, three set. Two set this, also two set, and one chadar.
Like this kind of chadar?
Yes. Minimize everything. Don't try to do sense gratification. As much as you can minimize, it will be better for you.
Ramchandra Prabhu.
Could you speak just a moment on the importance of book distribution?
Prabhu is distributing your books, lot of books. Could you say anything, how important it is to distribute books?
By distributing books, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj priest of her whole world. His books went house to house, here, forest, mountain, all cities, hotels,
bookstores,
train, book stores, everywhere. So I also want that the same way my disciples should
distribute
the books that
I am plug,
each
public.
Houses everywhere in world they should reach. And thank you for so much distribution. Perhaps he is the first.
He may be, but in Germany also they are distributing a lot of books.
So he is first.
100 books a day, or how many you do?
Well, right now, 100 and some. Not every day, though.
If he does, he does more than 100 books a day.
Yeah. Wow. So, why not others? They should also try.
I was with Ananda, try.
What?
You have used the example that Krishna, you compare him sometimes to a bumblebee. And you have used the example that sometimes a bumblebee visiting one very fragrant flower becomes very intoxicated. And then, through the intoxication of that one flower, may visit other flowers that are not as fragrant. There's an example you've used of this. I think in the context, it is of Krishna visiting Chandravali. Could you explain? Is it Kubja?
Yes,
Kubja. Ah, Kubja. I was thinking, Krishna is visiting you, and you are very fragrant, full of love for him, and we are close to you. Maybe in Krishna's love for you, he may be also visiting us, even though we're not so fragrant. Is it possible like that?
What is your question?
I'm trying to praise you for attracting Krishna, and because we are associating with you, we are giving his
name. I could not understand. What is his question?
He's telling that whoever is having praying for Krishna, Krishna is very happy and always resides in the heart of that great Mahatma. Yeah. So he's making the comparison that Krishna is always eager to taste the love of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. So sometimes Krishna is becoming so intoxicated that he visits Kubja. Yeah, it is described like that. So by your mercy, Krishna is so attracted to your love and affection for your praying for him that we are also benefiting. Sometimes he may visit us also. That is his comparison.
This is not any question. Is this question?
No. He is praising you, Gurudev.
He wants to praise you.
That you are attracting Krishna, and we are benefiting from Krishna coming.
He is asking, will we be benefited?
Yes.
There should be questions. No. What lecture?
Gurudev, his question is, when Krishna will visit you, then after visiting you, will he come to us also? This is his question.
He has no time.
No time.
Gurudev, ¿en qué momento se puede considerar que el ser humano o la jiva se ha liberado o puede sentir que se ha liberado de la vanidad?
He's asking at which point should one consider that the jiva is liberated
from the ego, from vanity.
At which stage, when we practice bhakti, is the living entity liberated? From the influence of from the false ego.
When jiva will be free from false ego?
You should understand and reply. You understood the question?
Yeah, she's asking when, at which stage in our progress in bhakti can the jiva be considered liberated from ahankar, from false ego, from identifying himself with the material body.
From vanity.
Ego means a hard car. That I am a material body. So, when someone has reached the stage of bhav avastha, then at that stage he has no more identification at all with the material body.
Even some
but fine.
Kasai
is there. When prem will come, then everything will go away, ahankar, and everything. That is atyantak.
In Madhurya Kadam he explained very clearly, Agdes Gortini, Bohudas Gortini, Praiki, Purna Atyantiki.
Yes.
So in prem, when he will attain prem, then all kinds of honor totally will be washed. In rati or bhav, something slight
smell will be there.
Kasai.
It may be.
But in stage of bhava vasta, he has realized Siddha Swarup, yes?
It has been told in Madhurya Kadambi.
Yes.
I am telling.
Of all the incarnations, only Advaitacharya manifested all day.
What?
Maharaj telling that Krishna has so many incarnations, and only in the manifestation of Advaita, Sri Advaitacharya, he showed old age. In all the other incarnations, he's always young age. Question? Is that correct?
So I think we have also heard that the Gadhar Pandit Prabhu.
So he's not incarnation.
Vyasadev.
He's not incarnation of this.
Okay, Shakti Tattva.
Vyasadev.
Vyasadev.
Gurudev will say something about that?
What about Nityananda and Mahaprabhu?
They did not become old age.
48, what is 48?
It was always like 16.
It is not Kishore.
Krishna was 48 years old, but did he look like 48?
No, maybe. But Krishna always Kishore. Only for Krishna.
Not for Mahaprabhu.
Nava Kishore,
not over.
Not over.
But when Krishna
and that is his own transcendental body.
When Krishna was in Dwaraka in Surya Grahan, then he looked like young even till at that time. So Mahaprabhu and Krishna, there is no difference. So Mahaprabhu must be like young.
I cannot say, bhai.
And Lord Ram, he was also like always 16, no? Ram.
He was in the age of 11,000 years. So he looks like Yuvak.
Full youth.
Not old.
But
not Kishore also.
But Maharaj is telling Advaitacharya looks like old man.
Yes.
But no other incarnation.
Other incarnation also? Like Vyas?
Vyas old. So much beard.
Yeah, so much beard. So Vyas is also old.
ये भागवत में जहाँ जहाँ शिवजी का वर्णन आया है भागवत में और कल आपने बताया जनक के गुरु शंकर जी ये सदाशिव हैं या ये रुद्र शिव जो पृथ्वी पे हैं?
वो सदाशिव क्या
In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he has come, the Yuga Dharma for everyone, for the whole universe, for this whole world. You say, and then also, we understand that most people who come through his line are in Madhurya Ras or sometimes Sakya Ras. It seems like a conflict or a
different.
What?
Mahaprabhu.
He's telling.
Yeah, Maharaj.
He's telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anarpita Chirim Jirat, Kurune Avatiranaka. He came to give Unata Ujvala Rasva Bhakti Shriyam, specifically. But he's saying that it appears that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, that there are also other bhaktas who are also attracted to Sakya Ras or even Vatsalya Ras, like this.
No, the question is that, on the one hand, Lord Chaitanya is moving this for the whole world.
For everybody.
For all living entities.
But on the other hand, Srila Gurudev has said that most people who come to this line are in Madhurya Ras, or as he said the other night, Sakya Ras, which seems to be a...
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from the Golok Vaikuntha, the associate of Ram, associate of Nisinga.
All other incarnations.
Huh?
Associates of all other incarnations he brought with
him. Where with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there may be some different.
Like Murari Gupta.
Murari Gupta, Anupam.
Nisinghananda Brahmachari.
Nisinghananda Brahmachari. There were so many. But who too?
Prominent.
The follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all in Madhuras. Only we see some devotees were of other rashes, but not all. But in Krishna pastime, in Ramchand, especially there.
But how can it be for the whole world if it's...
आज इसका प्रश्न है कि हम कहते हैं कि महाप्रभु का जो ये जो प्रचार करो पूरे जगत के लिए है.
हाँ.
पूरे जगत के लिए लेकिन कुछ ही भक्त हैं जो कि माधुर्य रस के हैं तो फिर पूरे जगत के लिए कैसे हो सकता है?
वो होगा उसमें. मधुर रस में दास्य सख्य वात्सल्य मधुर सभी उसमें है इंक्लूडेड. So those who are attracted to Dasya, they will have Dasya. In Khajana,
treasury,
how much you can, what you have?
जितनी पॉकेट है उतना ही ले सकते
हैं. How much you can fill your pocket?
नहीं, what you have remitted in the bank. Only up to that you can. But there are so many thousands. They have remitted so much.
They pointed so much.
So not so all are
everyone can be attracted.
Shiva Gurudev, one
okay,
question.
Now we'll do exercise.
Just one question, Maharaj. One, in Alachua, we had class and some discussion came up because of the question that was asked earlier about Swarup City and Vastu City. And question was from this verse, Dusaha Presta Viraha Tirvatapa. Those Sadhanasthira gopis who were there, what they gave up, Gurudev said, was not their physical body. But does it automatically mean those who go first to Prakat Krishna's Leela, already Vastu City or that time still Swarup City until they have association of Nitya Siddhas, that time Vastu City?
I have told.
It is Vastu City.
Automatically going there.
Bas.
Those who may have some other relationship, like with Nrisingadev or Ramachandra, but do they not taste Raj mood when they come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association? No?
What tactile?
He's saying that the devotees, like you told, who are coming,
devotees,
the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, like Anupama and so forth, but they have different Ishtadev. Now they are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela, so are they also tasting in the Sankirtan?
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narayan, and other incarnations are all
Yes. But his question, he's asking, in the
do they taste madhurya?
Eh?
Do they taste madhurya?
Do they also taste this
madhurya? The madhurya mood.
Who?
Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta.
No, not madhurya, Braj.
Never.
Hari Bol, now we'll do Sashai, chalo. Who will give class? In morning, whose class?
Abadu
Maharaj.
Very good.
Abhidham Prabhu, you say four bottle of
air. But don't quarrel with anyone.
Thank you.
Nobody. Be calm and quiet and do your duty.
Good?
Very good.
So we will go now.
Yes.
I have question.
No
more. No more.
No
more.
No more.
No more question today. Tomorrow. Maniana.
Not for a signature.
No, good. Oh,
that is better.
Yes.
Oh, later. I said better later. In the house. In
the house.
Spending some time.
Somebody needs to manage you actually. Things will be so much better. But it will be right? Everybody. Yeah. When the volume down, it's quite a little. And your volume has to go up. In class, on mic, no voice.
This is in Spanish.
What?
Benu.
What?
Secret of Srimad Bhagavatam. Your lectures. Your lectures in
Spanish language. Spanish.
Spanish.
Oh, Spanish.
Vishnu Maharaj, you have a kapod in the bus.
No, I won't take it.